Virginia Federal Savings and Loan Association presents Letters to Santa Claus. Santa's local mailbox is in the office of Virginia Federal Savings and Loan at the corner of Main Street and Madison Road in Orange. Letters go direct to Santa's postmaster, who reads them over WJMA Radio Orange and then sends them on to the busiest man in the world. Be sure to bring your letters to Virginia Federal in Orange. Now, let's look in on Santa's post office.
Aha!
What's up, Mr. Postmaster?
Well, Miss Message, the mail is picking up a little, see?
One, two, three, it sure is. And I know something else that's picking up.
What's that?
Stories. Look at this stack from the 6th, 7th, and 8th graders at Prospect Heights School in Orange.
Golly. Hey, the one there, let me get it nice.
A lot.
Look at them. Yeah, they look very interesting. I tell you what, Miss Message, you pick a letter and read it while I pick a story.
Okay. This looks like a good one. Mm-hmm. It's from Jennifer Grandel. Dear Santa, my name is Jennifer Grandel, and I'm 5 years old. My mother is writing this for me. First, I'd like to thank you for what you brought me last year. I have tried to be a good girl this year. I'm in the kindergarten class at Unionville Elementary, and Miss Bryant is my teacher. I like her very much, so will you please bring her something nice, too? Here's what I would like to have. A Barbie doll, some clothes for her, and a vacuum cleaner, some school supplies, and anything else you'd like to bring me. I also have two sisters, Tina, 11, and Beth, 10, who like something too. We will leave some cookies and milk on the TV. Love, Jennifer. And looks like Jennifer signed her own name.
Sure did, and did a nice job, too. Well, I have one here from Kevin and Talisa Sneed. Dear Santa Claus, my name is Kevin Maurice Sneed, and I'm 4 years old. Would you please bring me a Tonka bulldozer, a toy chest, a wallet, and a record player? Also, please bring my little baby sister, whose name is Talisa, a pretty dress, and a doll baby. And we'll leave you some cookies and milk on the table. Love, Kevin and Talisa Sneed. Hey, you've got one with some pictures there, Miss Message.
Right. Let's see. This is from Kevin White. Dear Santa, I'd like a bike, a Night Glow racing car set with two loops, and a Curious George, and some surprises. Thanks for last year's presents. Kevin White, 7 years old, Radiant, Virginia. And down below is a picture of Santa and Santa's sleigh. It says, ho, ho, hurry, hurry, hurry.
Really moving along, isn't it? There are the reindeers up there pulling the sleigh. And the nice tree right there, too. Very nice.
Yeah. Well, what kind of story did you pick?
I picked a very unusual-looking story. Let me get it over here. This one is by an eighth grader at Prospect Heights School. His name is Chuck Engel, and Chuck has gotten out a crystal ball and taken a look at the future Christmas, the year 3378. Ooh, off into the future we go. Well, now, what Chuck Engel writes is, it is December 24th, 3378. The whole world is getting ready for Christmas. My story is about one family. Family's last name is Lightwaves. The family has six people in it. Mr. and Mrs. Lightwave, and the four children, I guess, Flash, Speed, Sector, and Blitz. For Christmas, Mr. Lightwave wants some power tools, winter clothes. Mrs. Lightwave wants some winter clothes, kitchen stuff, and a vacuum cleaner. Flash wants a 200-horsepower sky cycle, winter clothes, and so on. Speed wants a Saturn sitting dog, winter clothes. Sector wants a 125-horsepower sky cycle, or a football and football shirt and hat and winter clothes. And Blitz wants a 75-horsepower sky cycle, or he'll take a hamster and a cage and a small TV and some warm clothes for winter. It's about an hour after sunset, 7:30 p.m., Chuck Engel writes, and the whole family is fixing the tree and wrapping presents. After that, they put them under the tree. Then the boys got their red stockings and put them on the mantelpiece over the fire. In the fireplace is a big roaring fire. The Christmas tree was about 6.5 feet tall. The boys were done for the night, except for doing the normal thing, sleep till morning. Like every other Christmas, the boys set their alarm clock for as early as possible. They all slept together in the same room. They'd talk for, heck, 3/4 of the night, trying to think what they might get. They'd tell jokes. But when the boys would get to sleep, they wouldn't sleep long, for they'd wake up and look at the clock to see what time it is. When the clock did ring, it was a mad race for downstairs. When the boys did get downstairs, it was a rat race looking for each one's presents. Speed found what he was really looking for, but it was a note saying to get him out of the bathroom and clean the mess. Ha, ha, ha. He had got his dog. He also got some winter clothes and a baseball and a bat and a glove. Blitz was very happy. He got a hamster and a cage and some winter clothes and a sled. Flash got a big sled and, to his complete surprise, a .410 shotgun. Also some winter clothes. Sector got most everything he really wanted. Football shirt, a skateboard, and some winter clothes. It was getting near 10:30 in the morning, and Mom and Dad were coming downstairs. They got to where the tree was and started to open their presents. Mom got a vacuum cleaner, some kitchen knives, some winter boots, and Dad got a set of wrenches and pliers and some heavy socks and a hat. The boys were very surprised to look behind the pool table and find, ta-da, two Sky Cycles. Their Mom and Dad said it would be too much to get four cycles, because that would cost over $800, way too much. Finally, after all that, the boys said it was the best Christmas they ever had. Chuck Engel, writing about Christmas in the year 3378. You've got a story by Karen Durer, and she's in the sixth grade in this message.
Right, and she's in Ms. Buchanan's class.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Karen's story, is the Christmas rabbit. In a tiny village in Switzerland, the people do not have a Santa Claus. They have an animal for Christmas. It all started when they first heard of Santa Claus. They decided to have something different. Their council met for days and weeks, but they couldn't decide what animal to use. So they had a vote in the village, and a rabbit was chosen. Now, the next problem was to find a rabbit to use. The council decided that all the people in the village that owned rabbits were requested to bring them to the town square. The rabbits were being judged on size, age, and beauty. The rabbit chosen would then be trained to go from house to house giving. Mm-hmm. The rabbit would have elves, too. The rabbit that was chosen was named Mortimer. But he changed his name to Snow. Ever since, Snow has been the Christmas Rabbit, by Karen Durer.
Karen, I sort of think it should have been left Mortimer. Oh, dear. Well, that's a nice story.
Oh, look at the time, Mr. Postmaster. It's quitting time.
Gosh, it sure is, Miss Message. So I guess we better pack the mailbag for Sam. You got
right.
That one over there.
Okay.
Sam is Santa's courier's elf.
Mm-hmm.
Courier elf.
Yeah, Sam has been on the job a long time, hadn't he?
He sure has, and he's mighty faithful.
Well,
got it all stuck in?
Okay.
That's that last one. Over
that
okay.
Does it,
right.
I guess. Well, good night, Mr. Postmaster.
Good night, Miss Message. See you tomorrow.
So long. We'll be listening again for more letters. Letters to Santa Claus is presented with the best Christmas wishes of Virginia Federal Savings and Loan Association on the corner of Main Street and Madison Road in Orange. Bring your letter to Virginia Federal and put it in Santa's mailbox, or if the office is closed, use the deposit slot outside. And listen each afternoon, Monday through Friday at 5:45, for Letters to Santa Claus.